All right. So every year, my dad would take me and like 10 of my friends to Notre Dame to go watch the Notre Dame spring game, which is just a scrimmage. Fuck yeah, dude. And, hold on, I gotta focus. And, so we would take a van out every year, like me and like 12, like 10 of my friends in like 7th, 6th through 9th grade. 69. And, so every year we would go out, and then in like 7th grade, we all figured out how to come. Like, as a fucking unit, we were all just like, dude, you know what, like, fucking, yeah. And, so that changed the dynamic of that trip entirely. The dynamic of that trip used to be like, holy shit, dude, let's try to get Brady Quinn's autograph, or fucking... It just went from that to just pure, like, we gotta fucking beat off right now. That was the only thought the entire time. And, my dad, who's a bit of a drinker, he's probably blacked out right now. What up, Pop? And, no. He's a good drinker. He's a good alcoholic. Like a good one, for real. And, he got drunk this year and invited a guy from the Knights of Columbus, this old guy named Cliff. This guy was like 75 years old. It's normally my dad and like three of my friends' dads on this trip in this big fucking van. We drive from Harrisburg to Indiana. So this year, there's a fucking 75-year-old man with me and my seventh grade friends who are just as dickheaded as me. Like, there's no drop-off on level. Like, as Cliff got in the van, he was like, hey, guys, how are you? Immediately, people were like, faggot. Like, they were, like, hiding behind the seats, like, Cliff's a fucking old faggot. Like, oh, boy, who said that? We'd be like, you're going to die, you fucking gay bitch. So we head out, and every year we stopped in Ohio, and that's where we got a hotel in, like, Columbus or Canton or whatever. I forget what the fuck it was. And Toledo, actually. And that night, Cliff, who loved Notre Dame, that's why he was on this trip. He was 75. This was his first trip to ND. He was super excited. He was an old man. He loved Notre Dame, dude. He showed up in a fucking cardigan, a Notre Dame cardigan, and a fucking Jeff cap and a Notre Dame pin that when he pressed it, it played the fight song. It's like, beep, 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 beep. So anyway, at Toledo, at like 7 in the morning, he's like, wake up, boys, and he slides this fucking pin under as like an alarm clock. And of course, somebody fucking stomps on it and breaks it immediately. And we open the door, and Cliff's like struggling to pick it up. This is an old man trying to piece together an old pin. And everyone's like, Cliff's fucking gay, you fucking gay bitch. No, it's heartless. I'm not the good guy in this. I'm not the good guy in this. It's a mean story. All right? So then, no, it's a spring game. They're scrimmaging. We were driving out for a scrimmage. This is a Notre Dame versus Notre Dame scrimmage in April. Prime coming season for boys, though, biologically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Biologically, right?
You smell that pollen.
You smell pollen, you start coming. So we're all in the van. We're driving out. Cliff. Cliff was his name. Mr. Clifford, all right? So first off, my dad knew that all of my friends were fucking dickheads. Literally, across the board, all my friends are dickheads, except my friend Tommy, who was a really nice kid. So my dad fucking paired Tommy with Cliff. Like, it was a huge van. There's like 15 of us in one van. And my dad made sure Tommy sat with Cliff to like be some sort of buffer zone from all of us. Like literally, my friend was trying to jerk off in the back. And we're like, dude, he's dusty. Yeah, I come from central Pennsylvania where most of my friends' names end with T. Like, Rusty, Dusty. And, so anyway, we get to Notre Dame, and this is what my dad did every year. He fucking dropped us off on campus, and then him and the dads that were with him went to this bar and just fucking blacked out. They dropped us off at Notre Dame's campus at 10 in the morning. They dropped fucking 10 seventh graders on a college campus and then went to a bar and then picked us up at 10 p.m. Seriously. My dad would fucking... Him and his boys would fucking black out on sighties and then pick us up. So they picked us up and they brought us back to the hotel where we instantly, you know, we're playing tag, all that shit. And they went back to the bar after they dropped us off. And then a few hours later, we see them carrying Cliff in. The old man drank too much. And he got kicked out of the bar. He pissed at the bar, by the way. That's the story. He was standing in the bar, or sitting at the bar, and he just took his dick out and pissed. While I was saying this, this is a 75-year-old man from Steelton, Pennsylvania. And he pissed the bar. So they brought him back to the hotel. So all they did was bring him back to the hotel, throw him on the bed of, shut the fuck up. They just threw him on the bed, our hotel room, and then went back to the bar. So my dad and his buddies are back at the bar. Now Cliff is unconscious, and he's just surrounded by me and my fucking seventh grade buddies that are absolute, like, the worst group. Like, if we had power, we would have been ISIS. Like, if we got guns, we would have been ISIS. We'd be like, dude, we gotta behead fucking gay dudes. Like, we gotta toss them off roofs or something, dude. Let's fucking roll. So Cliff's there and he's unconscious, and we just start slapping him in the face, and he's not waking up. He's not waking up. And so we put an alarm clock on his head and set it for a minute later and turn the lights off, and everybody hides. And he doesn't wake up. It goes off. It was one of the funniest. You know when you're hiding and something's funny? It was unbelievable. It's still one of them. I cherish that memory. Although I was being very mean, that's what. And then, so then he wakes up. We're not sure what to do. People are just yelling at him, slapping him, pushing him. He's old, so fuck it. Fucking you. People are screaming in his face. Like, you're gonna fucking die. You're gonna die soon. So, but in all the chaos, somebody fucking turns on porn. All right. Somebody hits the old fucking Real Sex on HBO. So it's just like fat titted ladies wrestling in mud. And the whole group just fuck Cliff. Everyone's focused on this one TV. We're talking 10 dudes. I say dudes intensely. Just 10 seventh graders. And everyone's like, all right, we can jerk off. If we don't fucking look at each other, it's not gay. So 10 fucking dudes started jerking off. And I'll never forget this, because Cliff was unconscious. And there was a kid next to Cliff jerking off. And, like, it was literally shaking Cliff's body. His old head was shaking while Mike Connolly was jerking off. He's going to be upset when he hears that. So then everybody ejaculates, and if you couldn't ejaculate it, you pretended like you did. You're like, yeah, I come, dude.
You just peed on the carpet of the Holiday Inn Express.
But I'll never forget. I will literally, like 9/11, I will never, I mean this, I will never forget this. I left the room and I came back in, and I swear to God, I will never forget the smell of that room. I don't know if any of you have ever been in a hotel room where 10 people have just come almost simultaneously. But boy, it's just a room of cum. All right. So then as soon as everybody comes, everybody's just like, all right, we got to go back to fucking with Cliff. That's number two on our priority list. So everybody's come. We're all back to fucking with Cliff, slapping him. You can't wake him up. We're fucking punching him in the stomach. Nothing, dude. So then my friend Dusty, He's like, hey, everybody, watch this. And he yanks Cliff's pants off. And he put a pillowcase on his hand. And he goes, watch this, everybody. And he fucking shoved his hand up Cliff's ass. And dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And then, dude, we could not move this guy all night. But that fucking shot, that guy, he sat up like the fucking Undertaker. Like, he sat up. It was just like, I'll never forget, dude. He popped up hard. And everybody ran out of the room. And he was like, you kids got fucking problems. And we all ran out of the room.
That's like Narcan for like a 75-year-old man. There's a touch in the butthole. Like, oh! He gets shot in the chest. So like, oh, I'm not gay.
Yeah. Fucking Pulp Fiction. He's like, you kids got fucking problems. And we're all running out. Except Tommy, the kid who he was paired with. He loved Tommy. And Tommy's running out, and he's like, young lad! He called him young lad. He's like, young lad, you stay with me. And he was like, help me. He was actually saying, help me to Tommy. And so Tommy had the... This is a seventh grade boy pulling up another man's pants. In Mishawaka, Indiana. Just fucking trying to buckle it. Just a seventh grader, like, is this your belt, Mr. Clifford?
He still has a pillowcase in his ass. Yeah.
You and your friends are faggots.
What is it, raccoon tailing?
With the, yeah, he's raccoon
tailing with a pillowcase.
He's doggy tailing the pillowcase. All right, so Tommy does a poor job of getting his pants up, and they didn't settle the pants issue. So Cliff's pants are back at his ankles, and he falls back asleep on one of the twin beds. Everyone's out of the room. Tommy's still stuck on the other twin bed. So we go down to the lobby, and we're like, hey, our uncle just locked us out. And the guy's like, all right. It's just like 3 a.m. So he lets us, this fucking guy walks me and 9 of my buddies up. 9 seventh graders are like, yeah, our uncle locked us out. So he's like, this seems weird. He fucking punches his fucking card, opens the door. That fucking smell, that fucking cum smell is still there. Like, you wouldn't believe, dude. It hits him. And then he opens the door to see the porn still on the TV. Tommy sitting with great posture on the other twin bed, and Cliff knocked out with his pants down on the other twin bed. And this fucking guy looked at us and was just like, yeah, go ahead. Like, just let us in. That was it. Oh.
Fuck. Yes. That's the fucking best.
Pretty fucking great.
Wow.
Alright, I gotta add a really great ending to Clifford's Notre Dame trip. Again, this is an old man, almost like a fucking make-a-wish trip. It's like, I haven't seen Notre Dame yet. My dad was like, come with me. My boy and his boys are gonna really fuck with you. So on the way back, Cliff's... Well, this is hilarious. Cliff has a grandson that's like, I really need autographs. So Cliff got too fucked up to get autographs. So all he does is have my dad and his buddies autograph a program. So my dad wrote in like print, like Brady Quinn. Anyway, so we're in the car, and this guy's clearly being a sourpuss. And the other guys don't know why. And obviously, if you're a man, you're not going to fucking explain, like, hey, I'm pretty sure your kid raped me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got raped by a bunch of your kids. So he kept that secret.
He took it to his grave, dude.
Which is
behind us at this point, definitely.
Yeah, he's buried in Lemoyne, Pennsylvania. He is dead. Dude.
That's where they bury gays.
Anyway, he's...
Damn.
This is the first draft of Up. His wife dies, he goes to Notre Dame, gets his fucking butt fisted. His pillowcase donkey tail.
He's got like a broken button, he smells like cum.
Randy Newman's playing the whole time.
All right, so on the way back, he's grumpy.
As you would be.
If you got fingered,
if
you got fingered at a Notre Dame scrimmage when you're 75, I bet he went his whole life without getting fingered. I bet he did. I bet he made it. And then right at the buzzer, he got fingered.
Yep.
That sucks. Right at the point. Just a Hail Mary finger fuck.
Imagine he's at the gates of heaven, they replay it, like, yeah, you let a little kid finger you. He's like, ah, fuck, right to hell. He's like, god damn it.
Oh, yeah, it turns out you're fucking gay, dude. Get the fuck out.
Right at the end.
My friend Tyler bought a hat, a Notre Dame snow hat, and his dad was on the trip as well, and he yelled from the front of the van, he was like, hey, let me see that hat you bought. So Tyler was like, all right, and he tried to throw the snow hat up front, but he forgot that he had a pack of triple D batteries, huge batteries inside the hat. Huge, like those fucking big fuckers. And he threw it, and like fucking David Goliath, dude, a fucking slingshot of batteries right into the back of Cliff's head. Right, this guy is—he just got fingered. Can you imagine being 75 and hungover? I can't do it. I'm 29 and I can't do it. 75 hungover, you got raped by kids. You get wailed in the back of the head by batteries.
Oh my dude, god!
And he responded exactly like you would have met, dude. He leaned over and the other dads didn't know what happened. So they thought this was just a minor mistake. And this guy turned around and was like, you fucking kids! Fuck you! Like, freaked on us. And the other dads were like, yo, Cliff, chill the fuck out. He's like, you don't know!
Dude, if I were him, I would have opened the door and rolled out on the highway and be like, fuck this.
He's just gotta die.
I'm done.
But anyway, that was Notre Dame.
That's the story of Cliff.
We did it.
R.I.P.